Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Gamil says, Shelosh Nashim Lashos Keachas Veofos Bitaner Echad Zu Achar Zu. Rabbi Gamil is saying that if you have three women that are baking dough for matzah, so they're all permitted to knead their doughs, their individual doughs, at the same time, and then they could all bake it in the same oven one after the other. And even though while one's baking, the other one's dough is just sitting around, we're not concerned that it's going to leaven and turn into chametz, and therefore you could still, you know, start the kneading process all at the same time, and then use the same oven one after the other, despite the fact that each one has to wait for, you know, the friend to finish her baking in the oven. We're not concerned that her dough will rise and turn into chametz. Say, nope. Shalosh nashim oskos bebatzeg. Three women could be involved in their dough at the same time, but not all doing the same, you know, same action. Rather, achas lasha, let one be kneading it, and then while one's kneading it, vachas orechas, let the other one be rolling it. And then while one is rolling it, vachas ofa, let the other one bake it. Because they're concerned that if there's a time period where they're just sitting around waiting for their turn in the oven, it will rise to become chametz. So therefore, if one's going to be kneading it, let the other one be rolling it. If one's rolling it, let the other one be baking it. And that would be okay. And this is actually how we paskin nowadays. If you go to the matzah bakeries, they're always going to be involved in the dough to prevent it from rising and turning into chametz. Rabbi Kiva says, he's coming to really add on to the words of the Chachamim. Lo kol anashim, not all women are equal, meaning not every woman is quick in the kitchen. Some are slow, some are quick. Lo kol eitzim, not all the wood is equal, meaning some wood makes the oven very hot, some wood is a little bit damp, but doesn't work so well. Lo kol tanurim shavim, not all the ovens are equal. Some ovens will cook faster, some ovens will cook slower. So again, they're going to go like the Chachamim, right? They pass like the Chachamim, that each women should be involved in a different action so that there's a constant process and they're always being involved in the dough. So Rabbi Kiva is siding with the Chachamim. Zekal, here's a general rule. Tafach, if you see that the dough is beginning to rise, tiltosh betzonin, let the woman dip her hand in the cold water and then spritz the dough with the cold water, because that will prevent it from rising. And yep, that's the rule. It's a nice rule at the end of the Mishnah, okay? Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Si'ur, if you have si'ur is a type of dough that didn't rise all the way, but it rose partially. So you saw if you got to burn it before Pesach, because that dough has a din of chametz. What about va'ochel if you eat it on Pesach? So if you eat it, you're pot, you're exempt from karis or from malkas, because we look at it as chametz nuksha, which we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph in this parak. It's not edible. And if it's not edible, so you have to burn it before Pesach, but if you ate it on Pesach, you're still going to be exempt. Siduk, if you have siduk. Siduk is dough that has cracks on it, and it's a simen that it's turning into chametz. So you saw if also burn it before Pesach because it's like chametz. And if a person eats it on Pesach, he's chayv karis. That's going to be like real chametz, and he'd actually be chayv karis. So ezuhu si'ur, what is si'ur? Kikarni chagavim, it's like the horns of a grasshopper, meaning it has cracks, thin cracks, just like the horns of a grasshopper, one to the right and one to the left. So it has thin cracks scattered, like one to the right, one to the left on the dough. That's what si'ur is. Siduk, what is siduk? Shinis arvu stuck of zebezeh, that the cracks on the dough became many, and they became mixed up one with the other. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that sedakim, these cracks, you know, that if they're like the karnich agavim, like the horns of the grasshopper, just one to the right, one to the left, if you eat it, you're patur. But if they're like, if they're more, you know, many, and they're more, you know, intertwined with one another, then if you eat it, you'd be chayav. Whereas v'chacham say, zeh v'zeh, whether you have si'ur, whether you have siduk, ha'olchol chayav karis. I mean, the chacham are saying, whether you have this case of si'ur, whether you have this case of siduk, you know, cracks are cracks. I don't care if you can say no. Here the cracks are just a little bit of cracks, one to the right, one to the left. And in other cases, many cracks. You know, if there's cracks and we're afraid there's going to be more cracks and more cracks and more cracks, and cracks lead to chimus, that the dough will leaven and turn into chametz. And therefore, in both cases, if you ate it on Pesach, a person would be chayav kares. And the Chacham say, v'ezu si'ur, what would, you know, they touch si'ur differently. What would be si'ur that Yutaka would be putter from? Meaning they learn that, you know, if you're learning si'ur, it has these cracks in it. It doesn't make a difference, little cracks or many cracks. Cracks are cracks, and it's chametz. So what would be a case of si'ur according to the Chacham that you'd be exempt? That if like you look at a person, right, who is in fear, his hair stands up on his head, so his face turns white, right? So if the dough turns white, like a person who's face turns white out of fear. So that's called real. That would be called si'ur, that if you ate it on Pesach, you'd be patur, according to the Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, they learned that si'ur is basically a dough that's very, very white, that, you know, even though it leavened a little bit or whatever the case is, they would say that you'd be exempt because that's not like real chametz, and that's what would be called the chametz nuksha, the inedible chametz, and that wraps up Mishnah Hay.